In the middle of discussing a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Tzadi Tesamud Beis, where the Gemara is commenting on the pasuk Adam la'amal yulad, that a person, pasuk in Iyov, a person is created to work. So we learned last time, we introduced the Gemara, it's a very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, we have to work, but what type of work? Should we do amal malacha, or should we do amal peh? Should we work, I guess, physical work, or should we work with our speech? The Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, we should work with our speech. So the Gemara says, well, we're still not sure. What type of speech? Should I speak just conversational words, or should I speak Torah? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, lo yamush sefer Torah zem mipicha, v'gisa bo yom v'layla. We learn from here you should speak words of Torah. So we started to explain last time that the importance of being a productive human being is something the Torah values on all levels. The most basic level, and that's the Gemara's Hava Mina, is that maybe I should just be involved in Malacha. I was building with magnetiles with my son Yaakov today. So that's productive. I'm building. It's a form of building. It's a holy thing. And I'm saying it not facetiously at all. On a higher level, obviously, is to be able to engage in higher level conversation, to share ideas, to be able to be involved in a dialogue. And yet, the Gemara says, but that's still not the ultimate level of being a productive human being. Adam la'amal yulad means, don't just be involved in malacha with your guf, don't just be involved in the koach hadibur, which of course, again, we said separates us from animals, but try to bring your speech into the realm of Torah. And that's what we're up to. Va'amar od, again, continuation of the Gemara. Va'adayin eini yodeya im la'amal sicha o amal Torah. This was the Gemara's question. I don't know what is the optimal form of amelus. Should I be involved in Torah? Should I be involved in mundane speech? Ki ulai lo tzarech shiyotzei min ha'koach el ha'poel, ra'koach ha'divri she'eino seichel gamar. Because maybe, explaining the hava amin of the Gemara, the possibility the Gemara is entertaining, maybe it's sufficient for a person to engage in the human part of himself, which is speech. Do I need to bring it to Seichel Gamor? Do I need to bring it entirely into soulful performance? Right? To use my Seichel, which again is synonymous with my Neshama? Seichel Gamor? Maybe it's as long as I can use my Koach HaDibur in a somewhat productive way, then I'm a successful human being. Maybe that's enough actualizing potential to so to speak, you know, meet my expectations. Aval lo koach hasichli shu dibur shel Torah v'zeu seichel gamor. Maybe I don't need to bring it to the realm again of seichel gamor, of absolute, ideal, perfect use of one's intellect, of one's soul. So the Gemara answers kishu omer lo yamush hasefer haTorah zeh mipicha. From the Gemara's response, no, it's not enough to stop at just mundane speech, which again is already very human and elevates a part of oneself. A person has to strive to what? To fill his life with the speech of Torah. Mizeh nilmud ki ha'odom al zeh nivra. Man was created not just to build with his guf, not just to engage in meaningful, peaceful conversation, but to actually engage in words of Torah. Sheyotzei al po ha'koach ha'divri ha'sichli, to elevate the, again, spiritual speech, shu seichel ha'Torah. Ulafichach amar lo yamash sefer Torah zemipicha, ki acher sha'adam shleimuso b'koach, tzarech shiyeh kol amalo pa'alo b'davar shuhu shleimuso ha'achron, asher nivra b'shvilo. And sort of answering the question, says the Maharal, we entertain the possibility that speech is enough to emphasize the fact that I'm a human being, and humans are the greatest of creation. True. But I can go a step further, and therefore, why not? Why wouldn't I? And the Maharal is explaining to us, and it fits the theme of actualizing one's potential that we've been learning. If I have more potential, then why not use it? How could I ever be satisfied with anything less than striving for complete shleimus? So while it's true, speech in a certain sense is the height of the human experience, but Torah speech is transcendent. It's that world of eight that we learned about. It's lamala min hateva. And if I can touch it, if I can reach for it, then how could I not? Kamosh amar akasav adam la'amal yulad. Man is created, human beings are created to what? To strive, amel, to work as hard as I can. So it's true, this would be a great madrega. But if I can reach a higher madrega, how could I deny myself and my relationship with my Creator the opportunity to go for it? Sheratza lomar ki tachlis ma'alaso hu el amel. If the greatness of a person is our ability to be amel, shu yitzia el apoel, which again is actualizing potential, so how could I not? Vizehu lo yamush, and that's what this pasuk is telling us. Lo yamush, go for it. If you can do it, if it's within reach, you should go for it. Amnam al tomar. So now we'll ask the question. Kim yitzius shleimus ha'adam el apoel, efshur shia yotze shleimus ha'lagamri el apoel. So now we'll ask another question. Is it possible to ever be done? So I've decided to strive for something more than a life of physical productivity. And I decided to strive for something more than just using my koach hadibor in a positive way. Now I'm striving to spend my life using the koach hadibor, combining it with the intellect, with the soul, as a means of engaging in Torah. Can I ever finish the job? And says the Maharal, the answer is, on a certain level, no. Adam la'amal yulan. As long as you're alive in this world, your mission is, your job is amel. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I think that's part of the secret of why we count up by Sviras Omer. If I counted down, it would imply that at a certain point I arrive. By counting up, I'm saying that even when I get to level 50, which corresponds again to Lamala Menateva, the 8th week, 50 is Yovel, it's a restoration of everything to its, you know, to an idyllic state. Nonetheless, I could, in theory, count 51, 52, 53, 54. And even though in a certain sense we do arrive on Shavuos, but the work of a Jew in this world is never done. And that's not depressing. That's actually very inspiring. It's actually very motivating to know that there's more to do. There's no point where a person could say there's nothing more. There's no further point I can get in my career, right? So imagine a person works in a particular company and he works his way up. At first he starts off in the mailroom and then eventually he becomes a member of the staff and then he becomes a partner of the company and then he becomes the CEO, then he becomes the whatever the hierarchy is, the CFO, the CEO, the president of the company, right? He owns the whole company. He climbed the ranks mamish to the top. Where does he go from there? So you could say, well, maybe he, I don't know, he goes to, joins a bigger company. Okay. But for most things in this world, there's a limit to how far a person can reach. In Torah and mitzvahs, there is no end. And therefore, our life is supposed to be dedicated to non-stop effort. Adam la'amal yulat. Always striving for more. Let's look inside at the words again. Amnam. Al tomar kim yitzias shleimas ha'adam. El apoel, if the purpose of our life is to try to complete our mission, to actualize our potential, efshur shia yotze shleimuso lagamri el apoel. Maybe there's a point where I could finish the job, says the Maharal, not a chance. Shezeh eino klal, not possible at all. Kizeh ubriyaso. Sheim shehotzi shleimuso el apoel. The very nature of being a created being is that if I were to somehow be able to finish the job, right, then there'd be then my life would be over. The fact that I'm alive means that nishar od b'koach, there's something more to do, despite all that I've accomplished. There's more koach, there's more potential. Kamosha is bar lifneza, we've been explaining all along. Kamosha amar adam la'amal yulad. Maral says, just go back to the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, my whole life is supposed to be adam la'amal yulad. Ki adam nivra la'amal, a person is created to work. She'ein lo shvisa v'hashlama klal. She'ein lo, there is no ability to rest, really, to complete, to say, you know, this is my, you know, people sometimes say, like, what's hard about Judaism is there's no days off. There really are no days off, right? There's no vacation from Yiddishkeit. You get a vacation from your office. You get a vacation from, you know, from certain things in life. You can get a break once in a while. But there's no break from keeping Torah and mitzvos. It's a constant obligation upon us. So when a person was created to work, she'ein lo shvisa v'ashlama klal. The Maharal explains elsewhere in his explanation of the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Pei Vav, and Daf Pei Ches. Amazing. Everyone agrees, and it fell out so beautifully this year. Shavuos, of course, this year, the second day of Shavuos, fell out on Shabbos. The actual Shavuos, when we left Mitzrayim, when we came to our Sinai, if they're counting 50 days, you look in the Magen Avram, they ask the question, how can we say on Shavuos that this is Mad Matan Torah Seinu, when really, the 6th of Sivan, again, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you had, you know, one day of Shavuos. But if you calculate it, again, it's based on the Gemara, they left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, the 50th day would have been on a Shabbos, and therefore, says the Magen Avraham, how do we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on the 6th of Sivan, when historically we actually got the Torah on the 7th of Sivan? That's a question for another time. But I'm just pointing out that historically, we got the Torah on the 7th of Sivan on a Shabbos. And the Gemara says that everyone agrees, whether you argue that it was the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan, everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So this year, for us Jews in Chutz La'aretz, it was the actual Shavuos, it was the real Shavuos, the 7th of Sivan on Shabbos, coming together. But the Maharal writes elsewhere, in explaining that Gemara, why was the Torah given on Shabbos? Why does everyone agree that the Torah is given on Shabbos? And he has such a simple and clear and beautiful explanation. The Maharal says, because what do we do on Shabbos? On Shabbos we rest from what? From malacha, from physical activity. And yet Shabbos is the day we were given the Torah. It's in fact the day that we're supposed to learn Torah the most. Ah, so what are we saying? What we're saying is that on a day where we what? Where we refrain from physical activity, when physical malacha, so to speak, ends, Torah doesn't end. That's the idea of the Torah being given on Shabbos. Such a simple and clear idea. But that's exactly on the day of physical rest, we definitely increase our Torah learning to indicate that Torah never rests. So Adam la'amal yula, there's no shvisa and there's no hashlama klal, there's no finishing the job. Ve'im shehu yotze ala poel, nishar od tamid b'kalach. And even if you've achieved a lot, there is always more potential. Now, in the footnotes here of the edition that I'm using, he asks the question, does the Maharal really think a person can never finish their job in this world? I mean, is there no such thing as attaining this shleimus? We're reaching for something which is totally unattainable. So he explains in the footnotes, the truth is, the goal again is to work throughout one's life, and when the time comes for Hashem to take back our neshama, in that moment of transition is when a person reaches that highest level. I told you last time, I think, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chaf Aleph, that Moshe reached level 49 out of 50. The Sarim say that in his death, he reached level 50. Rabbi Akiva maybe tasted level 50 because of the way that he died, such a brutal way, the Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos. Right? Maybe he tasted a little bit of level 50. It connects to Purim and Mordechai and the gallows, which were 50 amos high. Mordechai's spiritual connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he was, so to speak, putting that last bit of potential into reality. Whatever it is, Torah for another time. Right? But the point is that as long as I'm alive, my mission is to keep striving, to keep growing, to keep attempting to do more in a healthy way, not with this unhealthy pressure, God forbid. But there's always more to do. And if we're honest, we all know that to be true. She'im haya nimtza shleimuso b'pol, because if perfection was attainable, lo haya nikra ze'amal. Once you arrive, then you're no longer amel. And what did the pasuk say? Amel adam amel yulad. You were created. Your life was supposed to be, you're born into a life of work. That means as long as you're alive, you're supposed to be working. Lo haya nikra ze'amal. Ki lashon amel ba'al davar she'in lo anacha. Amel means there are no days off. There is no rest. V'lo yavo al tachlis hanacha. You can't reach that point of saying, ah, ad kan. So therefore, as long as I'm alive, I have to keep working. V'china adam kol zman heyoso mechubar imachomer. As long as a person is attached to physicality, ein b'shleimus b'poel. His shleimus is not able to reach completion. Adasher hu nifrad minachomer v'oz nimtzo b'poel. Until he finally lets go of his physical body, and then, so to speak, in that dying moment, he's able to actualize his potential that he worked on. That he, one of my rebbeim, Rav Moshe Weinberger, loves to quote, and it's such an important medrash. It's the story of our lives in one medrash. Friends, remember this medrash forever. It's a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, and maybe other places as well, if I'm not mistaken. The medrash says the following. The medrash says, "Gam ha-nefesh lo timalei." It's a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Vav. The soul is never satisfied. The soul is always craving more. And the Medrash gives a beautiful mashal. L'fisha nefesh yodas shekol asher tiga la'atzma tiga. The nefesh knows that as much as it achieves for itself. In other words, there's more for it to achieve. The soul is starving in this world. It's starving for elokus. It's starving for godliness. It's starving for mitzvos. It's starving for Torah. L'fichach eina sveya or sava mitzvos u'maisim tovim. It's never satisfied. V'chalta v'savata. It's never satisfied with mitzvos and maisim tovim. Amar Rabbi Levi, mashal le'ironi shaya nasoi bas malachim. Imagine a simple a villager who marries the daughter of the king. He marries a princess. Afal pishamachila kol madonei melech. Even if he feeds her the greatest delicacies, the finest gourmet meals. Eina yotzei chovasa, lama? Shehi bas malachim. no matter how much he thinks he's going to impress his wife, whatever he thinks is the greatest, as a villager, he unfortunately, he doesn't understand. This girl grew up in a palace. So no matter what you're going to bring out for her, she's seen it all and more. So he can buy her the nicest presents on her birthday and serve her the finest meals and get her the greatest anniversary gift. But she's a bas malachim, and there's nothing that can satisfy that. And therefore, this husband, who's a good guy, but he's an ironi, he's a simple villager, he's going to spend his whole life trying to what? To satisfy his wife, to try to meet her standards. But she comes from a world that's much greater than hers. Kach kol ma sheyifo la'adim em nafsho, eino yotze yedei chovaso. No matter how much you try to satisfy your soul, you're never able to meet your obligation. Why? Lama lefi shehi milamala. Because she comes from the world above. She's seen the olam ha'emes. And in this world of falsehood, in this world of confusion, in this world of physicality, the soul will never be able to get enough Torah, will never be able to get enough mitzvahs. Ad kan the medrash. Ubir inyan zekia nefesh hazos shehi milamala ve'omedis betachtonim. The soul which is sent down into this physical world, it comes from a world above, but it stands now in the physical world, in the lower realms. Tamid hi mishtokekes al Torah v'al mitzvos. It's always craving Torah and mitzvos. B'mashi yibetachtonim, because it feels unnatural. It's an unusual shidduch, like the villager marrying the princess. V'davar zela l'chesron madrega nechshavla. And her whole existence in this world, the neshama's existence in this world, it feels like a step down, because it is. She etzem nefesh elokai milamala, because she knows where she comes from, the soul. Omedes betachtonim, and now I'm stuck in this lowly world. V'kol davar shu chaser mishtokek el hashlama. And the nature of anyone, or anything that feels its own void or its lack, craves completion. It's the human desire to marry. It's the natural desire of a human being to marry, because we want to connect ourselves to something more. It's the nature of the soul to be thirsting, starving for Torah and mitzvos. Va'torah va'mitzvah hem hashlama el nefesh. And Torah and mitzvos is what completes the soul. So of course it wants to connect with more and more and more and more. It's craving. It's trying to fill a void that can never be filled in this world. And that's part of the reason we have to keep working. U'vishvil kach mishtokekas ha'nefesh el ha'torah ve'el ha'mitzvos latzeis el po elios mushlam. So the soul is always striving, it always wants to feel a greater sense of completion. Amnam, lo sisva mitzvos u'maisim tovim. It can never be satisfied with the mitzvos u'maisim tovim. Why? B'mashi omedis petachtonim b'guf ha'adam. Because the soul exists in this world below. And as long as it's in the physical world, shedavar zem madregas etzem ha'nefesh shehi milamala, v'lekach eina mushlamis petachtonim b'guf ha'chomri. The soul can never feel complete while it's trapped in a physical body. The cave and she'ena mushlemis, but because it's never complete, it's never fully satisfied, it's not able to be satisfied with mitzvos and maisim tovim, raki mishtokekes tomin liosim mushlemis lagamri. It's striving, it wants to taste that perfection, that infinity that lies beyond. Ve'ena mushlemis achetavu al-tachlis, b'mashi etzem elokai milamala. Because it knows where it comes from, and it's such an important idea for us, to the degree that we know where we come from and we understand what our essence is, we also are never satisfied with any amount of Torah and mitzvahs. Let's just finish the parak, 2 more minutes. V'zo shehu medama oso bas melech. And that which we compare the soul to a bas melech who marries an ironi. What is that mashal? Again, it's a simple mashal, but it says the Maharal, v'im shu nasen la kol ma'adane olam, and even if he gives her all the delicacies of this world, in a yotze yedei chovaso imai, can never completely satisfy her needs in this world. Mipnei shi bas melech. It's the simple fact that she is a bas melech. Vihi mischaberes el ironi hazeh. And now she's living a life amongst a villager. Again, it's the same shidduch of Hashem and us on Shavuos, which is so hard for us to wrap our head around. But it's what Hashem chose. Hashem chose us. Vim kein tomid hi chasera kasher hi im ironi hazeh. So there's something, she always feels that something's missing, so to speak, in her life, in her marriage. I have a thought on the Parsha, maybe tomorrow night, if you tune in tomorrow night, maybe I'll connect it to the Parsha. Maybe in some very delicate way, I'll be meramis to it now, because I need to think it through before I say something heretical, God forbid. But maybe in some crazy way, the Isha Sota, who's not loyal to her husband in this week's Parsha, coming right after the Yom Tov Shavuos, maybe it has something to do with this. Meaning the Shidduch is like a little bit off, that this woman is seeking something outside of her marriage. Obviously it's a terrible Avera, we have to be very careful even to make the comparison. But the fact that this Bas Melech somehow ended up being married to a villager, she's never satisfied. And therefore, the husband's going to have to work really hard to make this marriage work. And that's, yeah, for a neshama living in a body, we have to work really hard to make this shidduch work. V'chol esher nosin la sof sof hihim eironi she'ina zug shala. At the end of the day, sof kol sof, says the Maharal, it's a shidduch that doesn't really make sense on paper. B'lekach lo yachol lasos kefi haroi la, shehi bas melech, sha'al kol ponim himis chaberas le'ironi, v'lo le'melech. The bottom line is she married out of her class. V'lekach eino yotze yedei chovaso ima. V'chein kasher ha'nefesh himi la'mala, v'af ki mitzvos ha'torah heim yitzia la el ha'shlemus. Even though she has Torah and mitzvos in this world to get her by, nonetheless, mikol makom b'mash shehi omedis b'tachtonim b'guf ha'adam, the fact that she's living in a physical body and she knows that her essence is something from beyond this world, lo tekabel hashlama. She knows she cannot be complete in this world. Lakach eina sveya min mitzvos v'hi nachshavas b'koach kol yemei hayosim aguf. And that's why there's always this need to do more and to do more and to do more, this endless potential that needs to be, this craving to do more while in the body. V'zeh ma'ash ratzinu levar, and this is what I have been trying to explain, the concept of potential and actualizing the potential. Concludes the Maharal in concluding the third parak. V'davar zeh mechayiv Torah min ha-shamayim l'mishi odeya inyin ha-nefesh ha-madregasa. Very interesting. This idea that we're explaining, mechayiv Torah min ha-shamayim, it proves the fact that Torah is min ha-shamayim. Meaning, how do you know that, it's an amazing little point to end on, the Maharal says, how do you know that Torah is actually the word of Hashem? Because your neshama is craving Torah. If your neshama was craving something else, you would say, maybe that's the lofty. The fact that the neshama inherently, if it's healthy, craves Torah and mitzvos, so if I could feel that my neshama is godly, then mamela, if it's craving Torah, it must be that Torah is godly. It must be it's of a divine origin. It must be it's divinely given. Shehi min ha-shamayim. It proves in a certain sense that Torah is min ha-shamayim, an amazing proof of Torah min ha-shamayim, that your soul wants Torah. V'yetzim bilti mushlam. V'lekach ha-shlamasa al-yedei Torah mitzvos. And therefore, again, the soul is craving that. Kamoshi yizbar, bez Hashem yizbarach. Ki nasan la ha-mayla ha-yoser al-kol. Hi ha-Torah la-hashlim chasrona. So Hashem gave. Because the princess is willing, so to speak, to marry this simple villager, so Hashem gave her the greatest gift to get her through, to get her by, and that is the Torah, to constantly fill that void. V'avur sha'nefesh mishtokekes tamid el ha'shlama, b'pnei sha'omedes b'tachtonim, v'hi min ha'shamayim ma'she'efshe la'shlima nishlama. And to whatever degree the soul can be satisfied in this world, if there's anything that's going to make the soul happy in this world, it's the fact that the soul has been given the gift of Torah. Okay, we have completed the third parak. I know I'm over time. I promised I would take any questions, if there's any questions tonight. If not, we